Welcome back to the Canadian Gun Vault Behind the Vault Door. My name is Mark Morelli. I'll be your podcast host. Joining me again, none other than my special guest, John. John, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's good to be here.
All right, Dave, thank you so much for being here tonight. You know what?
My pleasure.
I always love that you've sat there quietly in the shadows, as well as Big Drew, who's hiding in the background.
Hi.
You know, I think it's entirely possible. And then, of course, Podcast Brian. Podcast Brian's with us.
Hey, how you doing?
He doesn't get to make this
now,
time.
Quick question. We were started talking about New Year's resolutions.
Oh, yes.
Okay, and this is an important thing. The whole New Year, New Me crowd.
Oh, right? Yes.
We have to contend with it, the gymnasiums. I'm almost afraid to head in there. I'm in the same boat. I, of course, had...
Gymnasium.
That's what we used to call it. I'm from the 70s. I make no apologies. But I can tell you that, you know, for all those people out there that are looking to, reshape themselves, reinvent themselves, get into a healthier skin, you know, now's the time. Everybody's doing it. It's the it's definitely not a difficult, not an easy thing in this day and age to stay fit with fast food options being probably available to most of us living busy lives. You know, your thoughts, right, John, on New Year, New Me, right? The people that head to the gymnasium.
Well,
Richard's not going to let me live that way down.
I did.
Your thoughts on this?
Well, I think it's bullshit. Why do you have to wait for the new year, right? I mean, and the problem is people see it as, oh, I'm going to do this. Oh, I'm going to wait till New Year's. And I'm in the fitness world, and it's like, oh, I'm going to wait till after Labor Day or after Thanksgiving or after Christmas or after New Year's. And really, I mean, regardless of the fact that it is between Christmas and New Year's right now, and we're talking about New Year's resolutions, it shouldn't be a set date. It should be, okay, today I'm going to do it. No one can teach you discipline, or you're the only one that can decide that you're going to be disciplined and you're going to make that change, right? I mean, people say to me, oh, well, you know, I don't want to give up the foods that I like eating. And it's like, no, you can still eat them. You just can't have the second and third and fourth helping of it. And it's moderation. And the problem is, in North America, everything is so like large fries and, oh, do you want the big size? And do you want the extra? And I mean, if people actually ate the portion size that they should eat, then that wouldn't be a lot of the problem. I mean, other than people that have like medical issues or thyroid issues or stuff that actually affects it. But I mean, most of it comes down to for diet, it's convenience, right? Well, I don't have time to meal prep, and not a lot of people do. I mean, I work 12-hour shifts. So do I have a day a week that I could do it? Yeah. But I could also sit and watch Netflix for 3 hours straight and pick my nose and not really give a shit about it. But it's all like when you decide that you're going to be disciplined about something, that's when it's going to happen for you. And I mean, getting your diet in shape is a lot of the time people don't know. I mean, even you a few months ago, yep, we hadn't seen each other in probably about 4 or 5 months. And you said, oh, come join me for a round of skeet. Let's shoot some skeet. I'm like, oh, okay, sure. So I come out and I'm looking around. I'm like, who the fuck's Mark? Like, he said this is where he was going to be. And I look out there on the line and I'm like, holy fuck. I think that's Mark over there. His fucking pants are falling down and he's a little thicker than I remember. I mean, when we worked together, I mean, he was in pretty decent shape and, you know, could handle himself. And I'm looking at him going, fuck. And I didn't say anything. And he's doing some instruction and shooting some skeet. And he comes up to me after and I said, hey, buddy, how you doing? Good, good. And I said, you know, we're friends, right? Do you remember this conversation?
Oh, dude, we're friends, right? I know exactly where you're going. Go ahead, tell us.
And I said, well, I said, Mark, like, we used to work out together. I'm like, when's the last time you were? Oh, I go to the gym all the time.
You were not that kind.
No, I wasn't that nice. I'm like,
bro. I was gonna say you got nicer friends than I do.
Because
when my friends had that conversation, they said, "Dan, what happened to you?"
Well, dude, that's
I said, "What?"
That's
they
more,
went,
that's,
"You got fat."
That's more what I said.
That's what he said.
I said, "Dude, you got fat on me."
Yeah, great. You like the program? Yeah, it's fantastic. Holy fuck, you got fat.
Yeah, it's more accurate. And he said, I said, like, what are you eating? And he goes, well, you know, like, I keep track of what I'm eating. I'm like, well, how do you keep track of it? Well, in my head, I said, well, how much do you think you're eating a day? And he's like, oh, about 2,000 calories a day. And I'm like, fucking before noon, maybe. I'm like, dude, like,
for breakfast.
I said, no offense. I said, like, you don't gain that much weight just by having, you know, a couple extra fucking cookies at dessert, you know.
Called me out instantly.
Yeah, well. And sometimes you need that, though. You need somebody to call you out.
And the thing is, and I say to people all the time, and I get it all the time. I had one person that I was talking to, and for the longest time, you know, they were in good shape, and, you know, they let it slip over a couple of years, and I was waiting to say something, and my wife says, don't say anything when they're ready, they'll ask you. So I get the text, hey John, so I'm wondering if you can give me a hand, you know, like I've been trying, but, you know, it's not really working. I need a little bit of guidance. I'm like, okay, yeah, no problem. I said, like, how do you want this to happen? Do you want me to just, like, jump on you, or, like, do you want me to ease you into it? Oh, just, you know, just, like, mention things now. Now I walk. I got two Dobermans, which are very active, and if you don't walk them, they make your life a living hell if you don't walk them. So I would, you know, put on my weighted vest, not from the start, because for the start it just hurted my back, but you know, so I put on my vest and I take my dogs, and I messaged one day and I said, hey, I'm taking the dogs for a walk, do you want to come? They live close to me. No, I'm meal prepping right now. I'm thinking to myself, fuck, that's great, they're meal prepping, that's great. So I'm like, okay, well, maybe if it was, like, earlier in the day. I'm like, okay. So I messaged them, I think it was the next day. Hey, I got the dogs ready, I'm going for a walk, do you want to come? Oh no, I'm still in bed. And I said, you know, well, practice breeds habit, you know, practice or habits breed results, right? And they're like, yep, my habit is that I don't have any kids, so I stay in bed until, you know, 10 or 11 o'clock when I'm not working. And I said, oh, okay. I said, get up out of bed right now and go stand in front of the mirror and tell me how those habits are working for you. And now, they're a smart person. I wasn't saying, oh, you're stupid or you're lazy or anything. But I'm like, you came to me because you wanted help, and your habits are the problem. And now you're telling me, well, no, this is my habit. I'm saying, well, that's how it's going to happen. If those are your habits, you got to change your habits. I'm not stupid. You don't have to call me fat. I'm like, I didn't call you fat. I just said your habits are keeping you unhappy. Like, if you want to be...
It's procrastination, too. And that's my issue with New Year's resolutions is it's planned procrastination. I'm going to put this off till that day. What's the difference between saying, oh, I'm going to start working out January 1st or next Tuesday?
Oh, no.
Which
no.
actually and then, I think happens to be January 1st. But point is what is the point in sitting there and putting it off till a set date?
Oh, no. And I've been saying that since the summer with people. They're, oh, I'm going to do it after Thanksgiving. I'm going to do it after. And I said, well, you know, if you start today, think about how much further you'll be ahead by then.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you roll into the holiday season, you'll have that self-control and that discipline to, like, well, maybe I won't have 10 drinks today. I'll only have two. Like, and some people can do it, and some people can't, right? I mean, I was for a couple years there during my divorce, I was a super heavy drinker, like, and I don't think I really realized until I took my recycle box out one day and there was two homeless guys at the end of my driveway waiting for me, and they're like, oh, and I was like, oh shit, like,
sometimes that look in the mirror comes more ways than one,
you know, more ways than one, right? So, you know, I started in this company, First Form, out of the States. They're real big on American made, and basically just, they're not a traditional fitness company that's like, oh, if you look the best in a bikini, you can be our spokesperson. If you look the best in a pair of shorts, you got the biggest muscles, you're our spokesperson, right? all their people, all their elite athletes are all people that came from somewhere that have a story. And they have an app, the First Form app. I tell people it's like, you know, my Fitness Pal on steroids, because you have an advisor in the app, in which case I am an advisor in the app after being part of it. But they're answering all those questions. They have this whole team of nutritionists and fitness trainers and everything on staff. So when you have questions, you can message your advisor in the app and say, hey, I have this question about this. I have this. What can you do? So, I mean, I'm not some massively educated nutritionist or physical trainer. I just know that throughout my lifetime, I've been in decent shape and I like it. So, so I have all those people that I rely on to say, hey, I have this person that I'm helping out. These are the issues. What do you think? And they have all the people that are educated to back on it. So the whole, you know, oh, I'll put it off. I mean, it's, you have to just decide that I'm going to do it today. And not, I don't know what it is. I don't, like, I've had people that come and they're like, oh, well, you know, I was expecting this and this and this and this. And I'm like, okay, well, did you tell me that's what you're expecting? Like, I can only do what you tell me you're expecting. And so you try to help people, and rather than now me saying, well, yeah, you're lazy and you're fucking unmotivated and you eat like shit, it takes the time where you look in the mirror yourself and go, if you look in the mirror and say, I could probably lose a couple pounds, you probably could have, you probably can, and you can, no matter where it's at. I mean, it's just, you know, it's all when you decide you're going to be disciplined enough to stick to it. And nobody can make you disciplined except yourself, right? So if you want to start it, then you got to start it. It's in, and just like you said, it's, you know, given a date on procrastination. It's like, well, I'm only going to procrastinate. Well, I'm going to wait until maybe mid the end of January when the gym's not so busy. Well, like, the gym's full of people that have that great intention, but half of them don't know what the fuck they're doing. So they go there, and then the problem is you get the people in the gym that you see on social media that now, I haven't really been to a commercial gym lately, but apparently it's just a fucking, it's a gong show of tripods and fucking fashion shows.
It's unbelievable. I must admit, the gym that I go to doesn't have...
Mine's pretty good.
Yours is pretty good? You know, you do see the occasional person, you know, taking a selfie here and there, and or, you know, setting up the camera. But for the most part, the gym I'm at is free of the tripod settings and any of the usual, you know, phenomenon that occur, you know, when people are doing that sort of thing. I will say this, and I want to get this out right away. First Form, right, as an app.
Yeah.
Right? You put me onto it. And I have to say, like, I mean, like, hey, leading up to Christmas, I've gone way off track, but I got on this app. You put me onto this app, and you know, for the people that were there that day, it was pretty sudden. Preston looked at me and went, "Man, you got fat, right?" And of course, and, you know, I've known him a long time, and he's not afraid to be brutally honest with me, obviously. And I said, "Yeah," I said, "You know, I'm trying." And so, you know, you said, "Look, just download this app. I'll monitor it. Don't worry, we'll get you where you need to go, and we'll get you there." And I was skeptical. I'm not the kind of person that downloads apps. I'm certainly not the kind of guy that follows programs. I kind of done my own thing over the years, and I've been fine. But now, crossing over past 51 years of age, I'm finding it more difficult to keep weight off. And I got onto this app. You put me onto this app, and I have to admit, you know, even being skeptical, I could not believe the results, and it was healthy. Like, I mean, there was no doubt about it. You know, the app was easy to use. It actually became fun very quickly. It became like a game of Tetris with food, you know, which sounds complicated, but I can tell you right now, it was a lot of fun. And to hit those targets and get those check marks. And you told me, you said, you know what, just give me a few solid weeks, you'll notice difference. But you get to week 4 and 5, that's when it really happens. And I sat there and I was fucking amazed. I was amazed. I had pulled 5 notches off my belt. Like, I had lost like 5 solid inches on my waistline. And I was eating as much as I wanted. Like, I mean,
there were times when I was struggling to get her down. Like, I mean, that's
and that happens because people don't realize that when you're eating more of the whole foods and the clean foods, mm-hmm. there's way more you have to eat to get those calories, right? I mean, if you're trying to add weight or bulk up, or then obviously you could eat a couple of Big Macs and fill your calories for the day, mm-hmm. and you're done. When you clean up the food a little and you're eating more whole food that's mm-hmm. not 15, 20 ingredients and it's mm-hmm. one or two ingredients, yep. there's way more of it to eat. Like when I started in the app, mm-hmm. I'm like, and this happens all the time. My brother's a personal trainer and a dietitian and everything. And when you actually start eating, at the time I was trying to lose, I'm eating more than what I'm eating just living life, right?
Well, I would tell anybody listening that if you eat healthy, you'd be surprised how much more you have to take in. And when I say that, I mean, you can still enjoy the foods you do. I found my favorite foods, figured out what the values were for those items. And then, I can beat the shit out of the things I like. I love, I love eating eggs. I love I don't mind eating eggs, egg whites. I don't mind eating chicken. I don't mind eating salmon. I don't mind eating all these great foods. And I'm willing to crush four salmon tails in one sitting. Mm-hmm. And then I'm trying to figure out a way to get my carbs in, and it's easy. Like, it's actually, all you need to do is, select the things you like. And it really does become a bit of a lifestyle change. Like, you begin to recognize when you're operating outside the parameters on your own. And so not only do you get results fast, not only are you eating healthy, I felt my energy levels come right up, and it was very balanced, and it was linear, and it didn't feel like I was crashing. It was easy to follow. It was a great program, and I got great results, and I actually at times found myself struggling to take it all in. And so I remember I contacted you saying, look, I think I'm going to cut my caloric content down because I can afford to. Like, I'm actually struggling to eat, all the fats and proteins. I'm surprised at how much protein, you have to take in. But when you do, it's good stuff. Chicken, fish, steak are your friends. Lean ground beef, right? I've learned to love making hamburger patties and, When I enjoy the foods that I do, I love food. So, I don't want to ever get on a program that I can't follow easily, that can't be fun. I never once, wasn't looking forward to my next meal because I knew I had set it up that I enjoyed it, and it was fell into the program parameters. It was easy to do, and I just watched it fall off me. I was really impressed. And I mean, I can't say enough good things about the program.
Well, and mostly in the app, it's based on a macro counting, and some people they don't like macro counting. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I have to measure this and I have to measure that. And yeah, at first you got to measure shit. Mm-hmm. You got to get a food scale. You have to measure stuff. But once you get to know how much of each thing is and how big your portion sizes are, then it's really good. And I mean, even I said to you, you said, oh, well, what if I have a day that's this and the day that's that? And I said, the most important check marks you want to get is your protein and your calories. So you can eat as long as you don't exceed your calories, you're good. Ideally, having the appropriate amount of protein or more is better, because protein, when your body digests protein, you burn more calories than mm-hmm. when you digest anything else. And protein builds lean muscle burns fat, and it kind of it's just basically a big vicious circle, way.
And if you add to it, I mean, this is without a workout program, and you add to it even a modest workout program of 3 or 4 days a week, set aside 30 or 40 minutes, you combine those two things, and it's fun to do. Like, I love seeing those green check marks, man. Okay, for me, it's fun. But to spend my time, kind of planning out my day's meal, it sounds complicated, but I knew what I was eating every day because I wanted to know whether or not I was going to get those fucking check marks. Like, it really did become a game.
And even for the working out part, I mean, the diet alone, a lot of people think, oh, you got to go to the gym 5 times a week and sweat your guts out and do all this nonsense. I mean, 80% of the battle is the diet. Yep. My mother, for instance, she says, yeah, I'll do the diet, but I ain't fucking working out. I walk the dog. That's all I'm doing. I'm just walking the dog. Mm-hmm. So She does nothing. She walks the dog. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, not anymore. Dog died last week. Mm-hmm. But all she did was walk.
Spot.
She lost 30, 40 pounds just by adjusting the diet. And she says, you know, once you get into the diet, she said, yeah, at first it's a pain in the ass. You got to measure and food scale and all this stuff. But then once you get that down and you mm-hmm. know how much your plate looks like, then she goes, I don't measure anything anymore.
But that also circles back to what you're saying earlier about a routine. She had a routine.
Exactly.
She ate and she walked the dog. Exactly. It's not a massive routine, but she's following a routine. It goes back earlier to what you were saying about your friends, that my routine is I don't get out of bed till 11.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to expect different results of doing that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly, and right.
You got to find out what your point to where you're going to start doing that before you have a heart attack and life decides for you that you got to figure it out.
And it's those, some people decide before the heart attack, which is usually nice. But, you know, some people, it takes that life-altering thing. And people say, I'm working out for my summer body. And I'm like, don't work out for your summer body. Work out for your old man body. Yeah. So, you know, you can still get down on the floor with your grandkids and, you know, throw your grandkids up in the air in the pool and that kind of stuff. And people, my summer body. Your summer body ain't fucking shit.
And you don't have to make it a chore out of it. Just doing something to keep you active. Go on hikes. Do whatever. Yep. I mean, my dad, he doesn't watch much what he eats. Yep. He doesn't work out. But the guy stays active. He's 63, I think, this year. Yeah. And that guy works harder than any 20-year-old because for fun, he flips houses. Yeah. That's what he's always done. He's in great shape.
Yeah.
Doesn't work out, eats like garbage, but staying active is huge. And I don't think people do that.
My old man's 76 years old. Same thing.
Probably beat doesn't the shit work out. A lot of 20-year-olds.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, he's, you know, he up until last year, he's still riding his big motorcycle and all this stuff. But he's doing rentals. He retired, worked at General Motors for 35 years and retires. And instead of relaxing, he golfs one every Thursday during the summer. But other than that, he's doing rentals. And he's
get him on ski shooting.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Well, there is something to be said. I understand that the latest studies indicate, you know, that some weight resistance training over an extended period of time, even if it's not heavy, nobody's looking to win any Mr. Olympias, but just modest weight resistance training combined with a healthy diet, and you can really improve your quality of life, right?
And longevity
for decades.
Swimming too. I think swimming is really underrated.
Absolutely. Work every muscle in your body. There's a reason why Rocky was doing it in Rocky. Right?
Low impact too if you've got injuries.
Yep. And the thing too with any kind of resistance training adds to bone density. Mm-hmm. So, you know, unfortunately, what happens when you're old, you fall down, you break your hip, you go to the hospital, and a lot of people never come out because they break their hip because they have poor bone density because they have zero fitness in their life, and then they go, and it's all the other things that kick them off, the pneumonias and all the stuff they get, the infections from surgery when you're in your 80s. My grandmother was a prime example. She fell down, broke her hip, went to the hospital, and that was it. You know, and it's just, you know, the pneumonia comes in, and it's all those things that can prevent you from hospitalization. Like having a healthy lifestyle, I mean, even, I don't want to bring up COVID because Brian might fucking blow his head off. But I mean, that's the thing. Like, for some reason, COVID was treated differently than every other virus that happens for however long. You know, you isolate your old and your unhealthy people, and everyone else just goes about their daily business, and you know, you get it, you don't get it, and that's how the whole, you know, theory of herd immunity works. Is you gotta get it. You don't get immunity from getting some fucking made up drug. So I mean, that's the thing. Like, even in all these different lines of works that have these mandated vaxes, and they're like, but we're like the prime of the population, we're like the healthiest ages and demographics, yet, you know, we have to get this vaccine when really, I mean, they say, oh, it reduces this, it reduces that, and then, you know, of course you find out all recently that all of that was nonsense.
Well, you know what it does do is it increases profits is what it does.
Well, of course, right?
Follow the money.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I have noticed though that you know, just getting back to general health, because you are my go-to guy. Like anytime I discuss, you know, that subject.
Every time we eat hamburgers and drink milkshakes, Mark talks about you.
That's the whole time. You know, listen, I didn't have milkshakes that day.
I don't eat burgers and milkshakes.
What was it called? Burgers are great.
What was it called? The Grindhouse.
The grind. Oh, great burgers!
Right?
Bottom of the street here, Rymal.
There's a spot, great burgers. I enjoy
Rymal at Trinity Church. Yeah, Ryan Burgers. It's a little.
I had a double patty, buddy. I couldn't resist, but like I had nothing in the evening, right? But healthy things like shrimp.
But that's the thing, when if you know you're going to a holiday dinner or you're gonna do whatever, then you kind of know.
Yeah.
But then when you know you have the surprise, you stop at somebody's place and they're like, "Oh, we're gonna order a pizza." That's when you gotta have the discipline and go,
I bet you appreciate that burger a whole lot more now, don't you?
Well, you know, it's funny because see, I don't deny myself these things. I just know that if I'm going to have a burger with bread, like, I mean, you can have as much meat as you want, man. Like, I mean, the protein targets are awesome. Like, I mean, I use a lot of supplements in terms of like protein powders, like a good high quality protein powder to kind of supplement, because I want to definitely hit my targets and or go past it, because I combine it with the weight resistant training. But I find that, you know, when you're skating outside the crease, you know you are, like, it becomes really easy, because once you see the values on certain things, you go, okay, you know what, like, that's a treat, you know, like, I'm not going to be doing that if I don't have to. It doesn't take a lot of discipline though to stay with the program. Honestly, I've only ever come off the program when I wanted to, and when I knew it was like, okay, look, I know I'm not going to be able to resist, you know, Auntie's fucking, you know, chocolate nut clusters, and I'm going to get a hold of that carton of milk and like that homemade, you know, peanut brittle, and it's done. So like, what's the point of staying on the program at that stage? Now, do I go off it for long? No. Do I come back on the program fast? Yes. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to getting, you know, the results, you know, that I'm looking for. Like, I'm looking to trim down right down to 190 again. Like, I really want to get down there. It's an easy program to follow. It's a lot of fun. What's that?
I'm at 190 right now, but it's not a good one.
I want to get down. I'm a bigger guy. I want to get down there. But you know what? It's a really great program. It's easy to follow. Definitely check it out if you haven't done so already. I would direct you to talk to John over here. Perhaps he can. How can people find you if they want to?
Oh, you can find me on Instagram. It's John_Preston431 is my Instagram handle. And I have a fitness Facebook group. Mm-hmm. I call it a team, not a group. It's Fit to Serve with Preston. So I've been a policeman for 23 years. And, you know, you really get, and I had, you know, real good shape when you get hired. And then you go through the years of, you know, pushing a cruiser and eating crap and not doing what you're supposed to be doing. And then you start going, oof. It was kind of hard to catch that guy. So,
duty belt starts fitting a little tighter.
You know, I, Jerry Seinfeld, you know, size 31, right? So when I got hired, I was always small. And then I'm like, oh, I got to go. And I did some amateur bodybuilding when I was pre-policing, and one of the older guys said, oh, you got good legs. I played soccer, Italian, right? We don't want hockey gear, we just want a ball and some shoes. So I played soccer, I had pretty good leg development, and then I skateboarded. My brother was a skateboarder. It was funny because he's more into the bodybuilding, and his problem was he always had one leg that was bigger than the other from his push leg. But so, you know, my legs were never an issue. So whenever I'd have to get my uniform pants, I'd have to get like a 34 and then get the waist down to like a 31 or a 32, because my quads were
along with the sleeves. Anyways, along with the sleeves. Yeah, they had the sleeves.
Oh, you had the guards in the shirt.
Yeah. Then tape of the shirts, tape of the sleeves. That's one thing I never did. There are guys that did.
Then I think it was probably about 5 years ago. I went and I said, oh, I need to get some pants. And I said, but I need like 34s or 36s. And she's like, okay. And I put them on and they fit. Oh. And I was like, ooh. Yeah. So I put them on, and me still thinking, oh, no, they gotta be taken in. So I go to the tailors, because they all the pants are, you know, fucking built for 8 foot tall people. And I said, yeah, I got to do the I got to do the hand, and I need the waist taken in. And he goes, what are you talking about? You don't need the waist taken in. And I'm like, yeah, I need the waist taken in at like 32. And he gets out the tape and he's like, no, that's the right size. And I was like,
oh, are these pants for you, sir?
Yeah, right. But and it's just, oh, I was like, oh, that doesn't feel good. But I was always a small guy. Yep. I was athletic, but I was always the smaller side. Like, you know, I talked to a lot of people. The guy that's actually my fitness advisor, he was like 400 pounds in high school, and you know, he's like, oh, I want to make this change, and he did, and he's down to I think 275 or something like that. But some incredible difference. And then I said, but how do I inspire people? Because you know, you get these people that have these great stories of these massive life changing events, and they get me, and I'm like, I've always been in decent shape, and I'm like, oh, I gained 15 pounds and I think it's the fucking end of the world. And they're like, oh, but what about Quinn? You know, he was 400. I go, yeah, but it's a different person. So like I look at people, and some people they're like, well, why would I fucking take advice from you? Like, you've always been like, you know, that size. You don't have to, what can you tell me? And I'm like, well, yeah, I know. And it's different for different people. But for me, when I was up to 205, I was like, oh my God, fuck 205. I'm usually like 175. Yep. So, I mean, it was a big change for me, right? But people that carry around more weight, and they're like, oh, well, you know, you can't help me. And I'm like, no, but I probably can. I mean, but it's
you,
not.
You told me, give me an honest 5 weeks. And I'll change your life.
Well, 5 weeks is good, because you really dove right into it.
Yeah.
Oh, and
yeah.
So, I mean, I have some people, like my niece, for instance, she's down 30, 40 pounds. And I mean, the thing is I say to people, because some people like you're like, oh yeah, I'm only eating about 2000 calories. I said, okay, well, you know what? Download the app and just enter your day. Oh, enter fuck. What you just like, you don't, know, like, you don't change a thing.
Day one, I said oops.
Yeah, because the thing is people don't realize, right? And so I said, just enter your day and just do it for a week.
You said entry for the gravy food group, right?
It's in there.
Oh, as butter. You know, I didn't order the gravy at the Grindhouse, right, when we were getting burgers, but he did. And I dipped my waffle fries in them. And I was like, yeah.
You might as well just go for the gravy. The whole week,
Preston, was a write-off. I haven't touched the app because I knew, right, between hanging out with Brian and a few special events where there was no way I was going to demonstrate the self-control. And you know what? I knew I was going to do that. So I said, you know what? I'm coming off it, but tell you what.
But you wait. New Year, new me.
I have not waited for the New Year, new me. I started right away, right? And it's you know what? I don't mind drinking water. I drop a little bit of lemon juice in the water, and I don't mind drinking the water, but you can really tell that your metabolism is hauling. You do make, you know, trips to the bathroom. You have to take in the water, okay? And I mean, it's a simple formula. But what the app does is it allows you to track your behavior in such a way that it's fun, and you know when you're going to step outside the box, and it keeps you in that balanced mode where you're constantly losing. And I'm not kidding you. I lost what turned out to be an inch a week off my waistline, and it felt super healthy. Like I did not feel like I was overly exerting myself to make this happen. It was just a matter of plugging in the figures and making sure I didn't go over, and I still always felt like I was very full when I was eating.
That's the thing, is plugging in the figures, right?
Yeah,
so people say, oh, I'm not really an app person. I'm like, okay, but how do you keep track of it then? Oh, well, you know,
it becomes fun
in my mind.
For anybody out there that says that they don't want to do it because they don't like the idea of keeping track, I can tell you it's actually fun. And with that green check mark, and there have been a couple of times it's like, look, I want that. And I plug it in and I go,
I can only eat half red.
I guess I'm not doing that today. And you know what? What you do is you balance it with what you do like the next day. Like the next day I might have a plan.
Right? Well, exactly.
I'm not going to have a full cup of rice.
Because it's not a surprise, right?
That's right.
When you know, okay, I'm going out for dinner tonight. So you're like, okay, so this is probably what I'm going to eat. So you kind of ration yourself, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, even the whole thing about tracking and punching in and like, oh, I'm not an app person. Well, the average person underestimates their calorie intake between 30 and 60% on the high end. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you, oh yeah, maybe 2,000 a day.
Oh no, it was 3,500 yeah. probably, yeah. if not more. Yeah. I see Drew nodding his head. You've been down this road.
I'm still on the road. Right. I've always been a huge guy.
You've lost a lot of weight.
No question. Preston's talking about being 170. I broke that barrier going into grade 8. Yeah. yeah. You never looked back.
Hold on. When I met you.
When I first met Mark, I was north of 400 pounds.
Yeah, you're down.
Wow. Sure.
You were down. Yeah. 80 or 100 or something?
Down about 75 now. I've been fluctuating pretty hard since October. Wow. Not you know.
Wow.
Halloween and my willpower is one of those things. And
you got the kids.
I got
right?
the kids and the wife's candy. Always baking and there's always chocolate in the house. Oh, and I have absolutely no self-control when it comes to chocolate. It's the way it is. But yeah, it's like you said, it's just getting a habit, knowing what's going to happen. Like if I know I'm going to go make a pig of myself, maybe I'll fast for a day or so ahead of time or after. It's just one of those things.
You've trimmed up considerably since the time that I first met you.
Yeah.
I've seen you eating, you know, I got to tell you right now, talk to John over here, right? Like, I mean, he gets his hooks in you. Like, dude, you watched. I stuck to that program religiously for 5 weeks, and you saw me come down. Like, I mean, you know, I got really slim. Now, arguably, you know, leading up to Christmas and maybe perhaps starting as soon as the week of Halloween, I may have fallen off the wagon, but I know that I can return to it quite easily, and I'm back on the train now, and I have to admit the program is a lot of fun to use. Like, it's fun. Like, that's the signature feature that I've
segment not yet sponsored by First Form.
Not sponsored, but you know what? Like, I gotta say it, Press. John made me a believer in this, right? Like, I saw the app and I was like, I was skeptical. And then I got on it, and next thing you know, I thought to myself, like, man, it works. Like, there's really no denying it.
But oh, yeah.
Week 4.
I mean, if nothing else, it's even, like you said, like, everybody underestimates what they're eating in calories. Yeah. And especially when it's not whole foods, like what John was saying, like, when I started eating healthy again, it was like, holy shit, like, I'm only at 1,500 calories for the day, but it felt like I've already eaten, you know, a ton of food.
And see, that's the thing too, with when you're doing the macro diet, and especially in the First Form app, and I know that MyFitnessPal and then they all have it too, they all have barcode scanners.
Yeah.
I mean, you barcode scan it, and I mean, the odd thing is not on there, so you read the label and you can create it. So if it's something like Wally Parr out here on Highway 6, I like getting a bunch of the stuff from them, but obviously Wally Parr is not a huge commercial industry that you're going to scan their barcode and it's going to tell you what's in it, but they're all labeled as they have to be. So I have in my app, I have, you know, Wally Parr honey sausages, Wally Parr garlic sauce, like all the stuff I like getting. I put it in there.
You eat those things?
Oh yeah.
I gave up on that.
Like I said, it's all about moderation, right? And so, I mean,
yeah, eat one, you don't eat five.
Well, exactly, right? But when like you five. In the like app, you can create your food too, right? So I mean, even stuff like I make a lasagna, and it's not like the store bought sauce and noodles and that's all. I put everything in it. So in the app, there's a recipe builder. You click on the recipe builder and you make it as if you're making a whole pan. You put all the ingredients in, and then you say, okay, this is going to be 12 portions. Mm-hmm. And then you type in Mark's lasagna, and it has all the macros broken down per piece.
Yep. I want. I've seen you put out some really good recipes.
Oh, all right.
I've been watching your shit quietly. I've been lurking. On Instagram, you've been having some great storylines, and you've had some great recipes. And I've seen some great high protein items there that I know are delicious because I've spoken to you about these things. expect fully to get some requests in the future. I want to do an eggplant parmesan that will be healthy because eggplant
right off the bat. It's going to be. It's just all a matter of what you're adding in there with the eggplant.
Yeah. No. I get right. that, but I'm going to try and maximize.
But I mean, all that stuff. It's all moderation, yeah. right? So I mean, like I made like the protein bread, like the cottage cheese bread, and my wife's like, ooh, cottage cheese, it fucking tastes like nuts in your mouth.
I love
cottage cheese.
I know, but some people don't like cottage cheese. Yeah, but when you make it into the bread, it doesn't taste like cottage cheese. It's just a nice bread.
It's super
protein dense bread, right?
I just get used to not eating bread. Like, Like, I love bread.
Yeah, but you don't have to. You don't have to
eat bread. I'm gonna. Yeah, but you don't want to eat loaf of fucking bread, man. I'm eating that shit out of Italian bread, right?
Two sticks of French bread, right? Like, you know, 2 feet long. Like, you can't eat the whole. Can't eat the whole thing. Like, I have to.
No, admit, I'm gonna go down to like the Portuguese bakery there, and I'm gonna buy the bread. Well, it's still warm, like on the edge of the friggin' of the oven there. And you're just gonna. And you're gonna just pull a whole stick of butter out, throw it on top of it, eat the whole thing.
Well, I could tell you about that with the fresh bread. My sister, she was making homemade bread with my grandmother. Yeah. They all got together, made like 20 loaves. She brings me one over last night. Ate the whole damn thing.
Oh, I'm sure.
I made like 3 grilled cheeses with it, and then I probably ate the rest with just butter. It was awful for me, but you know.
You know that the cottage cheese bread that I made in the one Instagram reel I did, the cottage cheese bread.
Yes.
I make it and it's like a fucking brick. Like it's super heavy, right?
Yeah, dense.
And the guy super dense. And of course, what do? Slice it up, cheese, butter.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh yeah, high in protein. It's still fucking high in carbs, but it's a lot higher in protein than regular bread, right? And when you sit and you eat a whole loaf, well, that's the whole thing about moderation. It doesn't work for you, right?
But I'm always reminded of that dog with the voiceover, right, where the dog goes, yeah. Well, you know what, John, I love having you on the show. I definitely think people should check out that app and should look you up on Instagram again.
If you look up my page on Instagram, it's John_Preston431 is on Instagram. And then the Facebook group, and I call it a team, not a group, is Fit to Serve with Preston. It's basically, I outline it as, you know, police, fire, EMS, military, people that are kind of trying to get into that field or have gotten into that field and kind of lost their way. It's fairly new. It's a private group. There are some entry questions that if you don't answer, you're not getting in. And it's not so I can massively spam mail you or sell your information. In the group, so I'm an advisor in the first format, and then in between challenges, they have 4 a year. There's usually a month between challenges. I'll run an internal challenge in my group for like walking or some kind of internal challenge, because some people they don't quite want to commit to the app yet, but the group is a free community that you can come and check out and see. Sometimes I slack on it. I'm going to admit I got to get a little more regular, but I'll do fun challenges in there. And so it the entry questions ask you, you know, what your goals are and why you're there. Obviously, you're not going to make fun of people in the app because everyone's at a different stage in their life and their journey and their health and fitness. And then I run internal challenges. So when I ask for, you know, your email and your address and stuff, it's not so I can secretly stalk you. It's when I run my challenges at the end, I give away prizes. A lot of the stuff, like I did some apparel for my last group challenge. And it's just stuff that kind of keeps you going, right? I mean, some people, they come in and they have no idea. Other people come in and they're like fit for life, great fit, and they just want to be kind of part of something. So that's what the group's for, free community. You can kind of get in there. I got some recipes on there, some workouts. It's fairly new, so, you know, it's not super detailed right now. And then the Instagram, I try to put out workouts, the odd recipe, like I said. I do post a lot of stuff that I find, and I'll repost it, just simple stuff about discipline and eating and you know, stuff like that. And then I post work memes about shitty management and terrible government. That's because I know Brian's going to follow me eventually, so he'll get a laugh out of that stuff. But
awesome stuff.
Yeah, just hit me up, I got a link tree attached to there, and check it out. If you need information, just DM me on the Instagram, and we'll see what I can do for you.
It's a fantastic place to start, folks. Definitely look him up. John_Preston 431 on Instagram. And I got to tell you, I've known him a long time. I can vouch for it myself. It definitely is an effective effective way to get yourself into that shape that you're looking for. Thank you so much for joining us.
Are you gonna do 75 hard with me?
You know what? You're out of your mind. I'll tell you what. This is
12 and a half.
You know what the impulsive side of me says? Fuck it, I'll do it.
Yeah, you might as well do it.
Go with that.
You don't know. Like once he's seen it, right? 5 weeks. You saw my program.
Oh yeah,
for five
you did.
Weeks.
You did when fantastic. Shit, like, I wish you would have been a little bit more consistent doing your assessments.
I'll do it, but I don't know if I can read books.
So you gotta know how to read. No, no audiobooks.
No.
So courses.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the 75 hard program. So Andy Frisell that owns First Form.
Yeah.
He was up at one point at 350 pounds, and he's like, "Fuck, I own a nutrition company. I'm 350 pounds." So he goes through all these programs, the 21-day fix and all this shit, and he goes, "That doesn't work." And he says, "Like, I'm not. I listen to him pretty religiously, and he's like, nobody wants to stay in bed every fucking day more than me. And people think I'm this highly motivated, disciplined person." He goes, "No, I'm not. I'm probably the worst there is." Just one of his recent podcasts, he was talking. He's like, "I'm the least motivated and least disciplined person going." But he designed the 75 hard program, 75 days long. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's certain parameters. You know, you have to do two workouts a day. Mm-hmm. One of them has to be outside, 45 minutes, the two workouts. You have to take a progress photo, which... people underestimate, they always want the scale. They want the number, right? Mm-hmm. And they underestimate the massive changes your body is going to do.
Scale.
And the scale might not move at all.
Yeah.
So you have to do one progress photo a day. You have to drink a gallon of water a day. And before you say, "Oh, a gallon of water is too much," if you're working out twice a day, a gallon of water is not too much water. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there's some, the New York Times is fucking notorious for being like, "Oh, wow, that much water is unhealthy." And that's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, well, they want you eating seed oils and fucking taking 9 glasses.
Well, of course, because you gotta figure that. Like,
if you thought your podcast Brian could sit idly by the sidelines,
I know we didn't even give him a microphone.
He slipped in. All right, well, let's wrap this one up. Again, I would encourage you to check him out. You know, again, John, thank you so much for being here tonight. We always love having you on the show.
Anytime.
Excellent stuff. Big Drew, thank you so much for joining us.
It's good to be here.
All right, always great having you. Podcast Brian, thank you so much for joining us tonight. He's waving his hand, right? He's plotting actually, I'm not even going to say what he's plotting right now. I think that's a bad idea. And, of course, Dan, thank you so much for being here.
Right? Always a pleasure.
All right. Okay, folks, thank you so much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed tonight's show. Please don't forget to like and subscribe to us on Instagram, YouTube, and X, the site formerly known as Twitter. And, as always, Canada, don't forget to shoot straight. Stay safe.